Dan, are you all through with finals, or are you right in the middle of it?
Yeah, all done, wrapped up in my master's program. It's kind of a unique scenario, so I was able to get them done early and just focusing on this bowl game right now.
How nice is that to just be able to do that at this point?
It's great, you know, prepare for a huge game and great opponent, probably the best passing offense we've seen all season. So a lot of stuff to study and to look at. So it's been great to spend some extra time and energy on that.
What's the vibe knowing you're going to go up against the Heisman Trophy winner? Just kind of a fun
We're just excited, you know. I mean, the competitor in all of us, we want to play against the best. So seeing Travis win the Heisman on Saturday, I think we were all excited knowing that, you know, we get to go out and play against the Heisman winner alongside all the other awards that he won, right? Very respected player, so we're excited for that challenge.
They got a pretty good quarterback there that feeds Travis and their other receivers the ball pretty well. Just what kind of stands out the most about Shedeur Sanders when you look at him?
I would say just his poise in the pocket and how accurate he is passing. You know, obviously his completion percentage is super high, and you know, he always puts the ball on the money. So, and his receivers, they find ways to get open. So, you know, he finds creative ways to get him the ball. We'll put the ball in tight windows. So we gotta be able to stay in coverage and, you know that he's going to be creative with how he threads the ball in there.
Coach Hill said some of these practices in bowl prep have been some of the best this season. What's causing that? What's happening that makes it so fast?
I think we're staying really sharp. I think, you know, throughout the season we've progressively gotten better and better and just mastering our assignment and understanding concepts. And I think, you know, we've come out in practice with a lot of energy. You know, a lot of teams, you know, could get into a lull knowing, oh, we don't play for 3 weeks, you know, but we've been able to stay on top of that and keep our edge and practice with a lot of energy. It's a huge benefit too, you know, looking at the contrast between last year and this year, not getting any bowl practices last year, you know, extending our season by 4 weeks this year has done a lot for us already in just developing our younger players, getting them some reps, mixing them in with the starters and older guys to build their confidence. And so we're playing with a lot of energy and just having a lot of fun, you know. Extra football is always a great thing.
With crew being in the portal, how does that affect the safeties room and the depth?
It's going to require some of the younger players to step up, you know, which, you know, has happened throughout the season. You know, guys like Raider, Tamuni, and Tommy and Falatau are going to be guys who, you know, are going to be stepping up and filling those shoes to make some plays.